It's Russ Parr Morning Show on the phone line right now. He's an attorney. He's also a broadcaster. His name is Warren Ballantyne. And Warren, I sent you this article yesterday, and I needed a lawyer's interpretation of this. The good reason feds don't call white guys terrorists. Why don't they do that? That guy in Vegas that shot and killed 60 people. The guy that went into the church. I mean, I can go case by case by case. Why can't they be called or labeled terrorists?
Well, you know, I read the article, and basically the article to me is a bunch of BS, because you can label somebody a domestic terrorist even if the federal statute isn't clear about it on the particular case. You can label them that really under the Patriot Act. I mean, that was the whole reason of creating the Patriot Act, so that if somebody was doing something abroad or at home that violated terrorism as a definition, you could label them as a terrorist and they wouldn't have the protections of the Constitution. Now, one of the reasons that they don't want to label white men as domestic terrorists is because if you do that, what it does is it takes away the protection of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and other amendments for these organizations that's like neo-Nazi groups, the KKK members, and other things. This is why they don't want to label them as domestic terrorists. I mean, this is it's almost hysterical to me, because it's almost like people coming out and arguing for Trump, talking about, well, he's not racist. This was an economic situation, and that's why he was calling these places what he was calling them. No, this has to do with race, just like this has to do with race. They don't want to take the protections of the Constitution away from these white individuals who are committing terrorist acts. But if you know your history, they've been terrorizing this country since the beginning, whether you talk about the Trail of Tears with the Indians, where they gave smallpox to Indians and killed them off, whether you talk about slavery in this country. Even today, we call ourselves a capitalistic country. By definition, capitalism means poor, middle class, and 1%. If you look right now in our educational system all across this country, we have capitalism standards in the public schools. You have underperforming kids, regular kids, and the kids who are taking honor classes. These kids are pre-designated for what they're going to be in life by the time they're in third grade. Why? Because we are a capitalistic country, a.k.a. a country that looks out for certain individuals and certain demographic groups. That's why it's like that.
All right. I'm glad you explained that, man, because it just bothers me every time. You know, it's almost like we're protecting these folks and we're coddling them, and these are killers and murderers and terrorists, and I just don't get it. But I see why now. But I don't like it, but I see why. Hey, Warren, I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
All right, take care.